buttons and zippers and little dolls and all that kind of thing. And friends really liked the concept, but there was going to be no way that I could share something that you have to spend a significant amount of time sewing and embroidering with them. Yeah. And so it kind of got me thinking, how can I adapt this to that so that it could be mass produced, so that we could share the Blessed Mary with lots of people.
Yeah.
And so I had talked with different friends about how do you get your kids interested in praying the rosary? And so there were a lot of different ideas. Stuff ranged from, okay, we use marshmallows for each Hail Mary.
I like that.
Once they say it, they get to eat a marshmallow. And a lot of food stuff. Another family had said they always did a family rosary every night. And if you were awake at the end, you got ice cream. and so it's like, okay, so you kind of want to make it something that they are looking forward to. But it was kind of at the end. And I thought, what if we could have something during the rosary that they enjoyed and could engage with? And so kind of from there, I started looking back at my studies in college where I had studied child development and play therapy, and how can I kind of merge that science world of child development? What are children doing? What's going on in their minds? And how can we connect that to the faith? And so kind of using that sort of play therapy concept along with the tenets of St. John Bosco, who he really, in his work with children, focused a lot on how can I engage these kids? And so when he told Bible stories, he tried to make it as fun and dramatic as possible and really get them roped in. And there's stories that children would beg him to tell them more Bible stories. And so I wanted to do something like that, right? How can I merge these kind of two worlds together? And so I started by writing, I kind of finished my one book for my daughter that I, you know, hand sewed, and then moved on to how can I make a regular book? So wrote short poems to kind of summarize each of the mysteries, and then used a specific type of meter where you can sing it to different songs that most people would know, ranging anywhere from A Little Town of Bethlehem to even Yankee Doodle. and so lots of different things that you could sing that to your child, help them kind of remember, what is this mystery about? Kind of starting there. And then because it's a board book, it's made with kind of that thick cardboard. It has a matte finish, so it's kind of smooth, and you can play with the beads that are on there. And so I have a list within the book of, if you don't exactly know, okay, how can I make this more interactive? Here's a list of suggestions, but ranging anywhere from you can use Play-Doh and have your child kind of develop those fine motor skills in their hands, roll it into balls. Every Hail Mary, press it down. And then within the images themselves, I worked extensively with this award-winning Catholic artist over in Spain, Sara Bargueño Gafo. And she created these really detailed and charming images that I had her put search and find items within the image. And so lots of both kind of religiously symbolic, but also just fun animals, things like that, stuff for kids to find inside of the images. So as you're working through the rosary, you have all these different interactive elements that kids can play with. And it makes it so that it's not just playtime, it's prayer time in a way that kids enjoy and can be engaged and invested in. And so that's kind of what it all came to.
So how do you separate the different mysteries, the decades? How does each decade have its own picture, you know, like the Assumption of the Blessed Mother, there'd be something there.
Absolutely.
Okay. And each book would be a set of mysteries, or is it all together, or how is it, you know, organized?
That's a great question. Yeah. So it is a set of four books. Okay. So it's a collection, and then each one is for the whole set of mysteries.
Okay.
So Joyful, Luminous, Sorrowful, and Glorious. Each one has its own book. And then each page, each spread, right? So one side is the poem and the beads, and then the other side is that image with search and find items within it. And so as you turn, that's a new decade. So kind of you can set it up different ways. I made it so that you could put blueberries on each one, and then finish off the blueberries, turn the page for the next decade.
Marshmallows.
Yes, marshmallows too.
So it sounds like there's no like one way to use this.
Right.
That there allows some flexibility and creativity with the parents. Do you give suggestions or do you just let the parents kind of figure it out on their own about how they're going
to
do this?
Yeah, so I definitely didn't want parents to kind of have to grasp at different things. How can we figure this out? So there's multiple pages in there kind of explaining. As you open the book, the very first page that you're going to see once you open it is, how do you use these beads? Mm-hmm. And it has a whole page with, here's some different ways that you can use it. Here's stuff you might have at home, stuff that's simple. You don't have to go out and buy new stuff. Simple and cheap ways where you can have your child really use each bead. Because at a young age, you know, 3, 5, 6, they're not able really to meditate yet. They have to learn that. And so this is kind of that introductory step. Here is how I want you to focus on these beads, and you can, you know, use your Play-Doh and mold it into a shape as we're praying this prayer. For every 2 beads, there's 1 item that you can look for in this image. And because they're looking for different kind of hidden items, they're really focusing on what is going on in this picture. Mm-hmm. You know, they're looking at the baptism of Jesus and, okay, what's happening here? And so it kind of opens the door for the parent to ask questions. But as far as the interactive type elements, I really wanted to have that clear to the parent. And then I had mentioned a couple of songs to you earlier. On the back cover of each one, I have different types of songs, more geared to whatever that mystery is. So for the Joyful Mysteries, it has more Christmas-oriented songs. For the Sorrowful, it's more somber type songs. Mm-hmm. But all the songs are songs that people would kind of know, popular tunes and things. And the poems match that same meter to the song.
So talk about the idea to do the Kickstarter campaign. I know you started it on the Blessed Mother's birthday, September 8th, and then you ended it around the Feast of the Holy Rosary. So there was that's pretty short window. $12,000 is a lot of money to raise. How did you come up with that amount, and how did you get the word out? Because it was successful, and clearly people responded, but that's a lot of money to raise. So tell us why you thought about going that route, and how did you find the people to support it?
Absolutely. So I knew that just to get people interested and to sell this book, I was going to need people already interested. So I felt that a crowdfunding campaign like Kickstarter was going to be the best way to both garner interest. Is this something that, you know, hundreds of families would want? Because when you're printing a board book, you have to print it by the hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a big enough audience for this kind of? And so it was a way both to garner interest and to actually raise the money for it. The $12,000 is a combination of the commission for the artist paying her, and then also printing those books. Because board books are really thick kind of cardboard, have a special coating on them, they're quite a lot more expensive than printing kind of your standard book.
Yeah.
It was important to me to have that though, because these are for little kids, and kids are really rough on books. They like mm-hmm. to chew on them. They like to rip them. They like to scratch them. And especially because I wanted kids to be able to really play with that book and engage with it in a meaningful way, I felt that having that extra investment of cost, it was gonna be quite a few thousands of dollars. And yeah. So between those two, I really made very little off of it. Mm-hmm. Most of it went towards the funding of it, because at the heart of it, this was a passion project. And I just wanted to get it out there to families.
Now, you know, when you have something like this, you always want to have a test audience to mm-hmm. see how it goes over. And I think you have one under your own roof, right?
Yes.
Did you, other than the your own 4 children, that kind of, you know, several of them at least fall into that category perfectly, were you able to test it with any other families or anybody give you any feedback?
Yeah. So I was able to digitally send it to different people. The woman who did my graphic lettering, hand lettering, sorry, my graphic designer for my covers, she also has 4 little kids. And so I had sent that over to her, kind of, how can you kind of give me some times? How long were your kids looking at this? Were they interested? Were you able to successfully pray a decade or two with mm-hmm. them? And they really enjoyed it a lot. I think the search and find feature was kind of the favorite. just because finding all those hidden images, everybody likes a, you know, a Where's Waldo type situation.
Yeah.
And so doing that within those, I think, kind of is the best part of it. But yeah, I was able to test it out and then sent it to some different people, kind of more well-known in the Catholic world, and asked them, how do you want to use this? How do you think this could work for your family? And just a lot of positive feedback.
Yeah, and I guess the goal being that these young kids are like, Mama, Dad, is it time for the rosary?
Yes.
I mean, that because, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, most kids, and you kind of hinted at this earlier, are bored by the rosary. I mean, I know, mm-hmm. we pray the rosary every night, and it's not always, you know, oh, is it time for the rosary? Right. I mean, it's been a struggle, but you just kind of get into the habit. But the easier you make it on the kids and the more they enjoy it, the better. Shelby Lopez is my guest. She is from St. Anne Capel with her husband Umberto and their four kids ranging from 6 years to 8 months at the time of this recording. And she has come up with Pray and Play the Rosary. That's the official name of it, right?
Yes.
And great timing because, you know, we're coming up on the holiday season. I imagine this would be a great, you know, Christmas gift or New Year's gift, and as we, you know, I don't know, that's I think the timing is awesome for it. Do you have a price in mind of how much you're gonna charge yet?
Yeah, so still kind of working out the details on the retail price, but I believe that we're gonna market at about $35 a set. That's for all four of those books in a collection. Mm-hmm. One thing with it being a Christmas gift, because this fundraising completed at the beginning of the month was for the very first printing. When you place an order like that, you kind of go into a wait line, and then you wait about 6 to 8 weeks for production. So it's uncertain exactly the timeline.
Yeah.
It's possible that I may have it in time for Christmas, but it's more likely that it would be like an Easter yeah. present for next year in 2026, or you could hold on to it and wait till next Christmas as well. But
those Christmases keep coming around, don't they?
But yeah, I don't know yeah. exactly how long the printing and production yeah. will take, so right, not right. certain on that one.
You can always say, hey, we got a gift for you, but we don't have it yet. We'll have it, you know, even something like the Epiphany, maybe, you know, there's always something else around the corner, you know,
always
January 6th.
Coming up, yeah.
So this is really good news. And if people want to find out about it, I think you told me before we started, they can go to Kickstarter.com and just put in the word rosary or maybe your last name, Lopez. Just any kind of search, and they'll find it on the Kickstarter campaign. Is
that's
that right?
Yeah. If you go to Kickstarter.com and type in the word rosary or Catholic, unfortunately, there's not a yeah. huge amount of people doing those types of fundraisers.
I wish so that wasn't the case.
It's going to show up quickly. Yeah. You'll be able to find it in those search results pretty fast. But yeah, it's under Pray and Play the Rosary. So anything that's kind of one of those buzzwords, you can type it in and that'll show up there.
Yeah. Have you always had an interest in these kind of like craft projects? And maybe this is part of your homeschooling that, I don't know, my experience, homeschooling students tend to be very, very creative. And not to say that other students aren't, but it seems to be part of it. And and a follow-up question, do you have anything else, you know, like in your mind that my next project is going to be this? Has that already popped in your mind?
Yes. So I have always, for my whole life, been very artistic, crafty, interested in kind of making things, making beautiful things. So this definitely is up my alley. People would think, oh, Shelby Lopez, she would do something like this. Mm-hmm. So this is definitely kind of something I would do and something I'm really grateful to have been able to do. It obviously, raising $12,000 involves lots and lots of people. And so, yeah, just really grateful for the way that the Catholic community came together to support me in this dream mm-hmm. project. But yeah, I've created lots of things like that along the way. I've taught preschool Bible classes to Catholic kiddos, kind of making different ways of playing and learning about different Bible stories. And so this kind of lined up with it. Part of the reason I did write it actually was we do a Charlotte Mason Catholic type homeschool program where at the beginning of your fall semester, you're learning about all the different mysteries of the rosary. And so I thought this would be a great way to teach my kindergartner about mm-hmm. the rosary, is to use this book because of the art style. It's a really, really lovely, rich, charming style. And so that I felt was more engaging with my child than maybe some like black and whites that you might find on Google or whatever. Mm-hmm. Stuff you're going to find in older books. And so I actually created that partly for my little ones so that family rosary would be less of a struggle, less of a chore, yeah. something that they were happy to sit down and do this versus jumping on the couch, hitting each other with rosaries, things like that.
Yeah, yeah, that certainly, well, sounds like you've peeked into the Palmer household, and that's certainly been the case for us. And I'm just thinking, from a marketing standpoint, it'd be so great to get this into some of the Catholic bookstores. Unfortunately, we don't have as many Catholic bookstores as we did even 10 years ago, but like Little Angels Catholic Store in Capel,
yes.
which, do you know the folks there?
I do, yeah.
Greg and Elva?
Yeah, I called them up a few weeks back, and they were interested in having this book once it was printed. So in progress and plan to sell there as well as anyone else I can connect with. One thing I had forgotten to address earlier, you were asking about a next project.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, probably a few years down the road, once this particular set is a little bit more set into place, I would love to write about the Doctors of the Church. I feel that right now there is just not a lot out there as far as even adult books, but especially kids books. There's a lot of focus on the female Doctors of the Church because there's only four of them right now, but all the other ones, it's really hard to find stuff. And so I would love to do some kind of a series on like a kid level introduction to the Doctors of the Church. Yeah. As I've done a little bit of research looking into them, they just have done so much for us and for our faith and for our community as the entire Catholic Church. But we don't know a lot about them.
And they're so diverse. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a great devotion to St. Thomas Aquinas. I also love St. Thérèse of Lisieux. Mm-hmm. Both doctors of the church, but very, very different people.
Absolutely.
I mean, both very holy. And of course, that would be a really interesting project because different kids or people that, you know, will maybe identify with different traits. And now we've got a new one in St. John Henry Cardinal Newman that's just been declared a doctor of the church. So that is awful cool. Shelby Lopez is my guest. We are down to our last few minutes here. And I invite you to go to Kickstarter.com and put in rosary or Catholic or else pray and play the rosary. I'm sure it'll pop up real quickly if you do that. And look at this project that she has put together. It's sold, you said about $35 is probably going to be the price. Mm-hmm. You buy them all together. You can't do a la carte or it's pretty much, it's kind of like a box set.
There
right?
is an all? A la carte option on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Eventually, it will just be a box set. You won't be able to buy them a la carte. But right now, you can actually. So there's a late pledge enabled and you can go on there and you can order them a la carte or all together as a four set.
Yeah. You mentioned about, you know, I think you said the Charlotte Mason approach and teaching your kids the rosary. Clearly, the love for the Blessed Mother was instilled in you. Have you always had the love for the Blessed Mother? Was there a particular thing that maybe your parents did in homeschooling or the way they, how did you catch that love?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think we prayed a family rosary growing up and then definitely just our faith was integrated within our homeschool. We were always learning about the catechism and the saints and different things like that. And so there was definitely like this is what our family does. This is part of who we are. The Blessed Mother is your mother too. And, you know, if you need to have a mom in your life, which all of us do, the Blessed Mother is the best option you got. There is no one better. And so I think especially though, as I was kind of in middle school and early high school, growing up in the Bible Belt, I was very challenged about Mary and about my Catholic faith and the homeschool world. There's a lot of Catholics and there's also a lot of anti-Catholic Protestants. And so I definitely would get challenged on that. And me being somebody who is not going to go down without a fight, I literally spent probably over 100 hours doing apologetics and understanding and researching. And the more that I researched, the more that it was evident that this is something wonderful and lovely. And Blessed Mother was definitely a big part of that. I learned a lot about, you know, her being the Queen Gebira from the Old Testament and all these different ways that she is a type, the Ark of the Covenant, things like that. And so it was, you know, how can I really honor her in a way. And I think it's been incredible to be able to do this as my own way of honoring her.
And I think a lot of the Protestants are coming around on Blessed Mother.
Yeah.
You might have seen this Charlie Kirk video, mm-hmm. God Rest His Soul, that where he was encouraging Protestants to give more reverence to the Blessed Mother and to venerate her. And he's saying that as a Protestant. Who I think many people thought he was on his way into the Catholic Church, but we're not sure. But anyways, Shelby, great idea. I'm so glad you got in touch with us. And we just are down to the last couple of minutes here. Let's just recap what this is for people who are just tuning in, how they can get it, whether it be for Christmas or Easter or next Christmas or what have you. It's not going anywhere, right? It's a Kickstarter.com project. Pray and play the Rosary. It's geared towards toddlers. And what else do you want people to know as we close out here?
Absolutely. So it is a board book set geared for anywhere from toddler to about kindergarten age to teach your child about the Rosary in a way that is engaging and interactive. It really focuses on using play to pray. And so because play is the work of the child, according to many child therapists, this is the way that kind of you can integrate that ora et labora, pray and work, with your child for your family rosary. It's something that you can just open up for your kid. It has all these different ideas already embedded, ways to make the rosary interactive for your child without distracting from the rosary. Mm-hmm. Kind of made it as an introduction to devotion to Our Lady for the little young kids who aren't good at meditative prayer yet, a way for them to learn that.
Yeah, and I love how you're gearing it towards these young kids because I know sometimes if the parents have this big reversion mm-hmm. and they start educating their kids when they're like in college or high school.
Yeah.
Not to say it's too late. I mean, it's never too late, but it's so good to get in early as clearly you and Umberto are doing. And we encourage everybody to do the same. And this would be a good resource to do just that. Kickstarter.com, put in Rosary or Catholic or Pray and Play the Rosary or Shelby Lopez or something like that, and you'll find it. And please support great efforts like this. We're out of time, but Shelby, thank you for coming in. Also want to thank Natalie and Jared for their friendship with the Lopezes, and also just they're awesome people as well. Hopefully they're listening to this and realize that they're part of having this interview happen. This has been the Interview of the Week. Thank you to Teresita for running the board, and thank you for listening. And again, I'll say what I said at the beginning. If you have ideas for future interviews, email me, like Shelby did, DavePalmer@grnonline.com. And we'd love to talk about your project or your news, anything that's local and Catholic. It's good for this show. Thanks and God bless. Have a great rest of your weekend.
One of the biggest Marian conferences in Texas is coming up December 5th through the 7th. Fullness of Truth is hosting Hail Immaculata, Mother Mary and Heaven's Plan for Spiritual Warfare. Allen, Texas will be the place to be to hear from Father Donald Calloway and Monsignor Eugene Morris. In addition, Jeff Cavins, Great Adventure Bible Study creator, and Gabe Castillo, Houston's phenom social media influencer, will speak as well. Individuals, groups, and families are all welcome. For details on the conference and for discount hotel registration, head over to fullnessoftruth.org.
Attention Medicare beneficiaries. Annual enrollment is here. Now is the chance to review your Medicare plan and make sure you're getting the coverage and benefits you need for 2026. My name is Michelle Vina, a sponsor of this station and owner of Morningstar 65, which is dedicated to helping Catholics with their Medicare plans. My husband Kevin and I are active members of St. Mary the Virgin Parish in Arlington. For more information about Morningstar 65 and the services available, you can visit morningstar65.com. That's morningstar65.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Interview of the Week here in North Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network. I'm Dave Palmer, Executive Director here at the station. Cecil Anderson is running the board, and I've got two friends who are on the air with me. One is in studio and one is on the phone, folks that I've known for a long time, and they've got something so exciting and holy coming up as we approach the Christmas season and get very close to it. It's Christmas Joy Park, the perfect Christmas holiday experience. And I can assure you, this is not just going to be Santa Claus and reindeers and Mrs. Claus. This is Catholic and holy and very Christ-centered, and also a great event for the kids. It's going to be December 19th through the 22nd, 5 to 10 p.m. over at 1515 North Greenville Avenue in Allen, Texas. I have on on the phone with me, Masango Osong, who is the founder of Catholic Joy Park. He's also the CEO and founder of Catholic Brain, because this is a Catholic Brain event. And my dear friend Olivia Franklin, who's been on the air with me a number of times and has been a longtime volunteer, she works as the sponsorship and vendor coordinator for Christmas Joy Park, and she's in studio with me. So welcome and hello to both of you.
Hello.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, thanks. I'm glad this has come together. And just talking about this gets me so excited because I love the Advent season. I love the Christmas season. By the time this rolls around, boy, we'll be right in front of Christmas. And so, Masango, let me start with you. I mentioned it was a Catholic Brain event. So let's just spend a minute or so talking about, well, what is Catholic Brain?
Yes, Dave. So Catholic Brain is an online religious education platform for pre-K through 8th grade students, and it's used in over 500 Catholic schools and parishes, about 1,000 homeschool families. So it's an online experience. It's all approved by USCCB. Now, the Christmas Joy Park event is our way of bringing the faith to life outside the online experience. So it's like an in-person experience of the faith during Advent and Christmas season.
Yeah, yeah. The website, ChristmasJoyPark.com, I highly encourage everybody to go to that. When you go, the first thing you're going to see is this beautiful family, and it looks like grandma and grandpa and several generations of, and you've got young kids on people's backs, and it looks like a Norman Rockwell picture to me, and it just kind of brings up that vibe of family and faith and fun, and it's such a beautiful website, ChristmasJoyPark.com. So, now, Masango, I've been involved with you long enough to know that this whole kind of Christmas themed event has been a little bit of an evolution. You've done it now for probably at least 5 or 6 years, but it's kind of evolved into what it is now. Would you agree with that?
Yes, it was. We started doing it at a hotel, Hilton Anatole Hotel in downtown Dallas, and we had speakers. We brought in speakers like Father Mike Schmidt, Dr. Scott Horn, Christopher Fanning. So we had speakers, we had the Christmas activities and games for the family. So it was indoor, and then we decided to bring it outdoor last year. We did it at the Myers Park in McKinney, outdoor, for the first time. And it was beautiful. We had about 3,000 people show up. This year, this will be our second time, or full time doing the event, but second time doing it outdoor. And we're blessed to have St. Jude Parish in Allen as our host, so we're excited to have it at St. Jude, and it's going to be an outdoor experience. And our goal is to keep it outdoor, and hopefully it's going to evolve from a four-day event to probably 30 to 40 days, so starting right after Thanksgiving. So that's our goal,
God
willing. So it's evolved from the indoor to an outdoor experience.
Yeah. And I do love, I know some people say, Christmas doesn't begin until Christmas Eve. And officially that's true. But as you get close to Christmas, I mean, we're all feeling it. It's hard to just say, nope, I'm not going to celebrate Christmas until Christmas Eve, because especially the kids are so excited. I'm so glad that St. Jude is partnering, allowing you to use their property there. They've got, they've got the big carnival that they do, and they've got a lot of land over there. And so I just want to read something from the website, and then I want to bring Olivia in, because Olivia's just a perfect job to promote this, because she's just has a lot of natural enthusiasm and excitement. It says, experience the true joy of Christmas. This is from the website. Christmas Joy Park inspires everyone with the true joy of Christmas as we prepare to honor the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a one-of-a-kind event that blends the fun of the faith of Christmas into one enjoyable experience for families to enjoy and build lasting memories. And so, Olivia, welcome. Thanks for being here. And first of all, how did you get involved with Masango, and what is your role in this, for this event?
Well, Dave, for me, all roads lead from Guadalupe Radio.
Yes.
So when Masango and Sylvia, his wife, were doing the event at the Anatole, you very kindly offered me the opportunity to go be in the Guadalupe booth. That's where I met Masango. I didn't have any chance to get to know him, but for those 2 years, I was able to see him and Sylvia. And I met another woman named Ellen. Well, Ellen and Masango have done things together, and they're very close. And so last spring or early summer, when the incorrupt Benedictine sister was on the scene, Ellen was in town, and she's the one that talked to Masango and said that I had something to offer to what to Catholic Brain at that point. But I didn't know about Christmas Joy Park, but he did, and Sylvia did. So they've just very kindly given this old dog a new opportunity to fetch.
You know, the I'm looking on the website, and it says over an acre of Christ-centered fun. There's plenty of exciting activities for the whole family at Christmas Joy Park. And then the beautiful pictures, great description. So, Masango, tell us about some of the things that will be available for families and people of all ages to participate at Christmas Joy Park.
So we're blessed to have, I think it's close to 2 acres that St. Jude has given us. It's going to be plenty of activities for families. We're going to have a walkthrough nativity. There's with a tunnel of lights. There is a nativity play. People can come and watch that. There's also Christmas carol. There is there's going to be a Christmas marketplace. People can shop for Catholic products and some other family products. And it's going to be a Christmas light displays, plenty of that, bounce houses. And there's going to be, it's going to be a photo booth with St. Nicholas, so Santa. There's going to be a cookie decoration and petting zoo that was very popular last year. We're going to have that again this year. And there's going to be face painting. And we're also going to have a snow globe. So plenty of things to do. It's going to be very fun.
I love it. It says Christmas Carol Sing-Along. And will this be, you know, you've got it going on, what is it, about 4 days here, 4 days, 19th to the 22nd. Is it going to be like every night at 7 this is going on, and every night at 8 this is going on, or will there be different activities each night? So maybe, Olivia, you can answer that. Is it going to be a pattern, or is it going to be predictable? Is there going to be a schedule that comes out, or what?
Actually, Masango can answer that at this point.
Yeah. So we have, it's going to be the same activities for the most part. Some days we're going to have like different musicians that will come and sing. But for the most part, it's like the same event, the same activities. That's at 5 p.m. and ends at 10 p.m. every day. We're going to have a schedule that's going to come out probably like 3 weeks to the event.
Yeah.
So I think so. All the things that were listed will be every evening, but then the live entertainment might vary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
ChristmasJoyPark.com. ChristmasJoyPark.com. Sango Osong is the CEO of founder of Christmas Joy Park, along with his wife Sylvia as well. Olivia Franklin, sponsorship and vendor coordinator. What is the cost to get into Christmas Joy Park?
Okay. The cost for, so we have a two admission pricing. One is for a basic access, which is about, it's $15 at the gate. And for the youth, for 14 to 16-year-old, they pay $15. For an adult, it's $20. You get basic access. And then if you want full access to all, just all the experiences, for a youth, it's $35. For an adult, it's $40. And that's a price per day. So again, for youth, it's $15. Adult is $20 for the basic access. Full access is $35 for youth and $40 for adults.
And there is a little bit of a discount for doing it online, for purchasing your tickets online and customizing your experience ahead of time. But then you can add whatever you want to when you see how wonderful everything is. And at first you didn't think you wanted full access, but you will. And then you can do that at the gate as well. And one of the great things about this too is that the setup of the event is such that you can have the vendor experience independent of the fun time. So you can visit multiple times. The vendors, it does not cost you to get to the vendors. But it's only for the different activities.
So anybody can just walk up and go to the vendors.
That's right.
Okay, that's free. But then if you want to get in the activities, you pay to get in. Okay.
That's right.
So two different sections.
Right.
Okay,
right.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. And it's free for 3 years and under is free.
Okay, tickets are already for sale. They're on the website. You guys already sold some tickets, I presume, and people are getting excited about this. But Sango, you know this. It seems like there's this. You go one way or the other. Either you're going to do the Christmassy stuff with Santa and all that, or else you're going to go like really all holy and that, yeah, that can't be fun. So how do you find that perfect mix of it being holy, Christ-centered, and also not taking away from any of the natural excitement that most of us feel during the season, with even some of the more secular stuff?
That has been the challenge, right? How do you make it Christ-centered, but also making it fun for kids? I mean, kids are kids, right? They like all the fun stuff. So we try to bring in, obviously we have all the Christmas experiences, the Christ-centered stuff like the nativity, Christmas carol. So all the music, like, will be like, you know, Christian Christmas music, not like the, you know, snow songs and all that. So, but then we have the fun activities like the bounce houses, right? That, you know, kids love that. And also the, like the petting zoo, face painting. So it's a perfect mix. So it's not all secular. And I think at each station, each activity, the kids get to learn something about the faith, right? So not just like going to a petting zoo and then there's nothing. What about it? How do you connect that with Christmas, with Christ, and without, you know? So we try to make that connection at every activity so the kids and the families are learning about the true meaning of Christmas. So if it's just purely like 100% all, you know, just like Christ-centered activities, then the kids don't really have fun with that, right? So we try to make a perfect mix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
But then there are the two extra things. There's a prayer garden. So you could take your children over or trade off with your with the grandparents or the spouse. And so there is a contemplative element that's available here. And also the children to write letters to baby Jesus. Mm. And, you know, what's great about all of this is it appeals to your eyes. It appeals to the five senses. And, of course, one of the things we know about the gift of God, the light in the world. Well, this is going to have lots of great lighting, specifically designed to bring the light into the darkness, but it's the light of Christ. And all the fun things, well, you know, there's a lot of beauty and fun and enjoyment in a world has the light of Christ in it. And the gifts, the things that you can buy there from the vendors, same thing. You'll get some edifying information from some nonprofits, but then you'll also be able to buy some wonderful gifts. And, of course, all good gifts come from God, so a lot of ways to connect it all.
Yeah, certainly. This is the interview of the week. We're talking about Christmas Joy Park. It's the perfect Christmas holiday experience, December 19th through the 22nd of this year over at St. Jude Parish in Allen, 1515 North Greenville Avenue, and from 5 to 10 p.m. each of those days. I highly encourage you to go to the website, ChristmasJoyPark.com, ChristmasJoyPark.com. You can get your tickets now, as Masango mentioned, starting at $15 and going up in various levels. And Masango, are you still looking for vendors, volunteers? What are your needs right now?
Oh, yeah, we need a lot of volunteers, and people can just go on the website and click on, I think we have a link there that you can click through to get to or become a volunteer, and we're still looking for plenty of vendors to come and, you know, showcase your products and services or ministries. Even a school can come and kind of talk about your school there. We're hoping to get about 5,000 people to attend the event. So there's plenty of room there for vendors to come and expose, get that exposure, right? So, yes, absolutely. But we need plenty of volunteers. I believe it's over. Probably we need about 120 or so, right? Mm-hmm. Is that number correct, Olivia?
I believe so.
Right. So, yeah.
Okay, and then I would add, too, that let's just give my name and number for anybody who wants to do it the real easy way. I'm Olivia Franklin at 214 214-766-1371. That's 214-766-1371. My phone is an appendage of me, so I'm generally available
to
it.
Like the rest of us, yeah.
Yeah. And then to some details for vendors, we have two basic categories. We have the merchandise vendor, and that is a $599 cost for the 4 days, and that would be things like household items. Of course, we want a Christian theme, jewelry, toys, clothing. So if you're listening to this and you're somebody that does that, please contact us, because that's going to just add to the whole environment. And then we have a special nonprofit type of vendor that's $250 for the 4 days. And that would include churches, schools, and other nonprofits. So it has to be a nonprofit, a church or a school. And that's a great exposure for your apostolate, if you have that. Or and I am contacting schools all the time. So if anybody hears this and is a school or a nonprofit or a church, please contact me, or do it online if you want to do it that way. But we do need a lot of that. And then should I go ahead about sponsors?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I include it all.
Okay. And so then we have the sponsorship, and we have levels of sponsorship. And obviously at those levels, you get varying degrees, and I'm going to let Masango fill in as well. But we start at 10,000 and we go down to 1,000. And there's a lot of promotion of your business involved in that. And of course it's great for us. So we think we're going to have excellent walk-ins, because it's such a great location. It's very visible, and everything is going to be so beautifully compact, like the compact unity of Jerusalem that we've been hearing about, mm-hmm. that it will be, and that's Sylvia's thing. I want people to look and see what we offer and to just be excited and go right in there. So that's going to benefit our sponsors too. And then there is a level called Noel, and Noel is the one where you have some, you would like us to promote, but you're not even at the $1,000 level, and then that can be customized. So I'll keep it short, and Masango can fill it out.
Yeah, anything else you want to add about that, Masango?
Yeah, I think we have another level. I think that's with the TV, radio, media companies like Guadalupe Radio, just to come and get some interviews, do some interviews, and talk to us about the event.
I'd like to do a live broadcast out there.
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah.
That would be great. So if you guys feel available, you can come out and do a live broadcast. We'll appreciate that.
Oh, and also for the sponsorships, one of the perks is that you, depending upon the level, you get free access, a certain number of free access passes for your family and friends to enjoy this as well. And that's a beautiful perk.
Yeah. You know, there's not that I have to tell you this, Masango, but there's so much that goes into something like this, and it just, I'm thinking about, how do you find all of this? How do you find Santa Claus?
St. Nicholas.
I'm sorry. St. Nicholas. See, look at me. Okay, where, is it more than one St. Nicholas? Is it going to be the same guy the whole time, or what?
Yeah, it's going to be the same guy, and it's a guy from St. Jude, so we're blessed to have him. He was there last year. It's going to be the same guy. So one St. Nicholas, and for every day.
Yeah, very good. We're talking about Christmas Joy Park, and if you go to the website christmasjoypark.com, I'll tell you that just looking at this site, you know, I mean, we're already, you know, here we are broadcasting. We're in October now, and so this is still months away. But this is the time of year. The temperatures are changing, and people are starting to feel it. You're getting excited. Advent's going to be here before long. December 19th through the 22nd. It's the perfect Christmas holiday experience. ChristmasJoyPark.com is the website. Over at St. Jude Parish in Allen. Which how did y'all decide on that last year, McKinney? I know that's kind of where you're from, up in that area, but how did y'all work that out with St. Jude, Masango?
Oh, yeah, it's divine providence. Myers Park was good, but it was kind of hidden, right? So we had some challenges there, and then I just said, Lord, if you want us to do this again outdoor, just give us St. Jude. So I really prayed about it, fasted, and then I asked my pastor, Father Andrew, and he was like, yeah, sure. So So I believe it's Divine Providence and St. Jude is a perfect location. And it's going to be an amazing blessing to the community.
I see that there is you can get on a mailing list on the website. Tell us about that, Olivia. If somebody signs up, and I'm going to do that right now for myself, how often are they going to get updates and what kind of updates will they get?
That's a Masongo question.
Oh, okay.
I think you get weekly, probably two emails a week from us, just updates on the progress, what's happening, you know, ticketing, how many tickets were sold, how many vendors, just probably two emails every week from us. So if you sign up, you subscribe, you get an initial email, and then I think you start getting emails 2 months before the event.
Yeah, just want to reiterate what I mentioned at the beginning is that this is a real Christ-centered event, and maybe you can just remind, either one of you can jump in about, because, parents, I hear it all the time, parents are like, we want our kids to know the real meaning of Christmas, and we don't want just the secular traps of Christmas, and we want them to know that there's something different. So I know we've already talked about this a little bit, but how is this going to be different? How is it going to be Christ-centered? Either one of you can jump in.
Well, I think we can both add to it. But as I pointed out, for Sylvia, she's talked about this a lot. The lighting, the displays, she's carefully calibrating and choosing every which way that anything you look at and what you hear and what is available for you to do, is going to focus you on that. You're going to be a Christian. You're going to be a Catholic Christian, and you are going to be, you're not going to see stuff that makes you wince as a parent.
Yeah.
And of course, when the kids are out of school, I know as a mother of now grown children, I was the director of activities along with every other thing. And I thought, oh, what am I going to do that we all will build those lasting memories. Mm-hmm. And that's what my kids will draw on when the world is trying to draw them in the opposite direction. And I know that's what drives Masongo and Sylvia, is the beauty and the unity of the family and in its rightful place in the community and bringing the community to the families.
Masongo, we got about a minute remaining. I want to give you the last minute. What else would you do our listeners need to know about this?
Yeah, I mean, just to inspire everyone to, I mean, Advent, Christmas, it's about our Savior, and it's very, the culture just really makes it very secular. We want to bring back Christ in Christmas. That's the mission for this event. That's the purpose. And we want people to come and really experience that. Even if you're not a Christian, you come to the event, you'll get to learn that Christmas is about Christ, our King.
Yeah, ChristmasJoyPark.com is the website, December 19th through the 22nd, 5 to 10 each day. Tickets are on sale now. You can see a big red button there on the website. It's going to be a St. Jude Parish.
Thanks for listening to KATH 910 AM, Frisco, Dallas, Fort Worth. Catholic radio for your soul on the Guadalupe Radio Network in North Texas. Heard also at grnonline.com and on your smartphone.
My involvement in the church, my relationship with God.